We've got dancers, grandmas, and polar bear clubs making good news today. We start with a group of dancers in Oregon. They're in the news for their annual fundraiser called Dancing for Toys. It's the 15th year they've done it. And this week's event, you talk about dancing, they brought in a record $60,000.
What?
So here's to that. I don't know what kind of dancing they were doing, Nick, but it must have been a really good cha-cha slide, or they must have had
paso
some
doble
kind
is on point.
Paso doble, but yep. 60 grand for toys.
Most of that raised in the champagne room. Well
done,
dancers.
The money goes to buy toys for sick kids at a children's hospital in Portland. So in total, they've raised over $240,000 since 2011, making them the hospital's top donor of toys. And so now, you know, do you put a big dancing picture of them, a special dance room for them to give dance lessons? I mean, possibilities are endless, but what a great job.
Maybe ask a doctor or a nurse, see if they want that in the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a grandmother in Virginia that's trying to track down a stranger who saved her life last month. Her name is Melinda. She was at a public park in November when she had a heart attack. A woman she'd never met, did not know, performed CPR. She didn't get her name. No idea who did it. All she knows is that the woman is a nurse. She wants to meet her in person and say thank you. She has no idea who this stranger is that saved her life. Learning CPR could save a life.
And a polar bear in northern Canada adopted another bear's cub, which apparently is very rare. Researchers spotted her with one cub in the spring. Now she's got a second without a mom. They have almost no chance of surviving. Alyssa McCall of Polar Bears International talking about the mother polar bear and now her two cubs. That's your good news. And this is Kiss 98.5.